Maybe you're excited because first date is in your future this week and you're anticipating, you know, where you're going to go. Maybe you're trying to figure out like what restaurant you're going to go to or what you're going to eat or something like that. Well, it's pretty important what you choose because there can be good things and there can be bad things to eat on that first date.
Okay. Are we going to go through the bad first?
Should we?
Okay. Maybe. Let's get the bad news out of the way.
All right, so things to avoid on the first date, most of it being seafood, all right?
Okay.
Oysters being the number one food to avoid on a first date. They're
okay, do they say why?
Tough to eat, and they're, let me see if I can get a little bit more specifics. But then let me dive into a couple others. Mussels, sushi, crab, lobster, curry, tuna steak, prawns, rib, and corn on the cobs are the things that you should probably avoid on that first date. I think because they're messy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, corn on the cob, I mean, that gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
There's really no, like, non-messy way to eat that. It's delicious.
I mean,
but, you know, eat that around people you're real comfortable with.
Yeah, and you may be thinking, oh, well, I thought oysters were like the food of love, you know? But
yeah,
save it.
I've never had them, actually.
Save it for, you know, the third or fourth date, all right?
Okay.
All right, so what should you go and get on that first date? All right, food-wise, you know?
Uh-huh.
So if you're picking out a restaurant, you may want to pick out a restaurant that has one of these items in it. Number one on the list, we'll get to in just a sec. But we'll go with five, ice cream, perfect.
Ooh,
food.
Okay,
on a first
I am
date.
On board with this
yep.
list.
Steak, again, easy to eat. It's
yeah.
pretty simple. Salad being number three.
Okay.
Burgers are actually number two, which I think burgers are kind of messy, you know?
They can be. It like, depends on where you go. Like, if they're super extra juicy and stuff, like, yeah, they can be kind of messy, but delicious.
Yeah, delicious for sure, but I feel like that could be an awkward food to eat on a first date. But the
especially if you're using, like, 50 napkins.
I know, which I do. I, like, I will take a bite of food, and then I'll wipe with a napkin, like, every single time.
Uh-huh.
And the number one food is pizza.
That's pretty easy. Universal.
It's pretty
Lots
easy.
Of people like pizza.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's easy to eat. It's, I mean, I think that's the most important thing. It's easy to eat. It's not very messy. And, you know, pizza, everybody loves pizza.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of those items on that list are kind of universally liked.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to probably have a better chance of picking something that your date is going to be into. Is
yeah.
Like.
So there you go.
Enjoy.
So hopefully your first date goes well and you get that second date. But yeah, maybe some suggestions on cuisine. If
I would say, though, like above everything, make sure you have some sort of an idea. Like show up and act like you actually put some thought into the date. That will go a long way with the date as well, because I, from experience, there's one time a guy showed up, we drove around for 2 hours trying to figure out where to eat.
Oh, gosh.
Because he had, like, no plan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We ended up at McDonald's, and that was the only date I had with that guy.
Yeah, go figure. All right, good advice there.